The sound of a single assault rifle echoed down the hall. A second later, it was joined by screams of pain and surprise, and then the sound of several weapons firing. But to Theron's surprise, the bolts weren't ricocheting off the floor and walls around the still-open door of the minister's office. He scrambled over to the door and poked his head around the corner, his weapon ready. Two of Presick's men were down. The captain and the others had turned their attention to a figure firing at them from the shadows just beyond the door leading to the stairwell. Seizing his chance, Theron opened up with his own weapon. In a matter of seconds, the deadly crossfire had mowed the trapped Imperials down.
"It's me,"
the voice of Master Nostaral called out, careful not to use any names.
"Are you hurt?"
"I'm okay,"
Theron called back, stepping out into the hall. A second later, the Jedi emerged from the darkness of the stairwell. In the glow of the emergency lights, Theron could see that he was still wearing his disguise, his features carefully hidden by his robe and hood. But over the fabric that concealed his face, he wore a monocle-like lens. And pinned to the front of his robe was an ID badge identical to the one on Theron's uniform.
"Seal that door,"
Theron said. The Keldor leaned in close enough for the retinal scanner to read the holo image off his monocle, then hit the button to close the door when the status light turned green.
"Any reason you didn't tell me you made copies of the badge and retinal image for yourself?"
"You seem to think the mission would be easier if you went alone. I didn't see the point in arguing."
"So you were planning to show up the whole time? What, did the Force give you a vision that I was going to need some help?"
"It doesn't work that way,"
the Keldor said, missing the fact that Theron was joking.
"When you were late arriving at the rendezvous point, I feared something had gone wrong. Fortunately, you left the grappling gun set up on the building across the street. I was able to use it to follow your path and get inside."
"Well, thanks. I owe you one."
"The Jedi do not keep track of such things,"
he replied, and Theron wondered if the Keldor was trying to be funny.
"It won't be long before they send another emergency response team to this floor. We need to get out of here."
"One problem. Follow me."
He led the Jedi into the minister's office and showed him the Durasteel door.
"So, any chance you can use the Force to just rip that thing open for me?"
"Some of the great masters of legend might have had that kind of power, but such a feat is beyond me."
"I was afraid you'd say that. Okay, new plan. I need to get to the fourth floor. But like you said, there could be another emergency response team coming up the stairwell at any moment. I know that Durasteel door's too thick for your lightsaber to cut through it, but I'll bet you can slice a hole in the ceiling of this office for me to crawl through, right?"
"I could, but it would leave a very distinctive mark."
"Don't worry about that. When that detonite blows, all that's going to be left of this office are splinters and ash."
The Jedi nodded. He pulled out the hilt of his lightsaber and ignited the blade. Reaching up, he slowly carved a perfect circle in the ceiling above them. Tiles, plaster, and a shower of insulation came tumbling down.
"Imperial reinforcements are coming. I can sense them."
"How close?"
"Close. I'll hold them off to buy you some time."